It's classy as a snazzy chassis. It's groovy as a 10-cent movie. It'll button your vest from knee to your chest. It's Jubilee! Ben, do you find it hard to peel the skin off a grape? Do you get up in the morning saying, oh, how I hate to get up in the... Well, let the slack out of your chin aprons, because Jubilee is about to dribble some gravy out of the groovy spigot that'll nibble the nub off your khaki kilts. From the mighty Fort Huachuca, we're giving the nod to the artists and nodded to Uncle Sam, and we're all here to make the treble tremble. So much for the Websters. I turn you over now to Jubilee Sweater Boy, the only man I know who has to duck to get into the Holland Tunnel, Ernie Bubbles Whitman.
Thank you. Men, I probably won't have much of a chance to chew the fat with you tonight, because these guys from Fort Huachuca are going to take charge of the specks and spots on the potent port. While I have a chance, however, I'd like to say that our purpose in bringing you this all-soldier show from down in Arizona is the same as the purpose in all other Jubilees. We want to graduate your casperacities. And when I say casperacity, I don't refer to chopped liver. And so with a slight nod over my left clavicle, Private McCoy and the Fort Huachuca Band prepare to ladle out an opus called Swingin' the Blues. Lay it on the cat, Private McCoy. Lay it on him.
1, 2, 3, 4.
In a very mellow manner. Now, any of you cats who are regulars on the Jubilee Beam have dug almost every type of digit manipulation. Here's the barrel house, the black notes only, the white notes only, the tickle, the palm squat, or the list could go on and on. Well, we bring you a young man in Sam's tweeds who who uses a combination of most all of these. So bend your auditory apparatus toward the kilowatts and get a load of Private Harold Brown as his sharps and flats are nudged into a calm coma. You among those who have scratched the backs of our solid jacks. And now, men, we want to let you in on a little jive that took place a couple of nights ago down at Huachuca. It seems that Private Neely had been on guard duty Saturday.
Attention!
Put that coffee on, honey. Oh, pardon me, Colonel. Seem I was thinking.
thinking. Young man, you were asleep.
Oh, no, sir. No, sir. I wasn't asleep.
Then why were you snoring?
That's asthma, sir. I always breathe that way.
Oh, you do, eh? Well, tell me, soldier, how come your eyes were half closed?
Can I help it if I look like Charles Boyer? You see?
Quiet, quiet, Private. This is a serious offense. But I'm going to give you one chance.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you can name the general orders as I call them off, I'll be lenient. General order number one.
To take charge of this mellow post and all the government stash in view.
Well, I didn't think you knew it. Here's another one. General order number eight.
General order number eight?
That's right.
To blow my top when the hat's on and in case the joints fall in.
Guess that's number eight, all right. Number seven.
To drive with no gators when ain't cooking with coal.
Very good, very good. How about number six? Do you know that one?
General order number six?
That's right.
To dig, obey, and lay on the catch would cut in all fine talk from the big boy of the day, and all big boys and little boys of the congregation only.
Thank you.
Boot.
I'd like to clank my crockery for a minute about this next hunk of heart. It's a special arrangement of a Private Henry Wells, formerly of the Jimmy Lunsford and Andy Kirk aggregations. He's taken an old girlfriend of ours and rigged her up in some store-bought clothes that'd make a talent scout pull a lampshade over his peepers. The girl's friend name is Janine, and helping the kid to do some fine heel and toe work, she struts up the avenue on McCoy, Powell, Williams, and Thomas, four of the most private privates in Uncle Sam's aggregation. Shall we begin at the beginning, Private McCoy?
Seems like a fine place to start functioning.
Well, lay it on the cats.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was another feather in Jubilee's do-si-do dicer. Our next guest is well known to you all, whether you've heard him at the Radio City Music Hall with Ernie Rappay, or in his special concert with Leopold Sikorsky, or maybe you caught him in the great New York State success, Porgy and Bess. At any rate, it's my great pleasure to present to you Sergeant Lawrence Wishenant. Of Mighty Fine. At this point in the proceedings, I was planning on introducing you to Private Maceo Anderson and Private Eugene Jackson, but I see that the two khaki kids are not in view at the moment, so I'd like to say a word about Jubilee. Men, Jubilee is your program. We want you to spill blue fluid on pulp any time you feel the urge for a cat, a chick, a hunk of hot, or a brace of sharps and flats. And as soon as we can latch on the Jacks and Jills, we shall spill their talent in your direction. Meantime, don't forget the address. Jubilee Special Service, Los Angeles, USA. And don't forget, Jubilee comes in six delicious flavors. Blueberry, zookberry, cherryberry, hotberry, swingberry, and wallaceberry. So, look for the big red letters on the box. They spell Jubilee. And Jubilee spelled backwards is a mess.
What are you doing there? Give me some skin, Papa.
I'm food, Jack. Look, Jeez.
Yeah.
Say, how long you been in Fort Huachuca, man?
Oh, man, I just breezed in with that Arizona wind.
Hey, look, Jeez.
Yeah, mate.
Tell me, what were you doing on the outside before you come in the Army, man?
I tell you, Maceo, I just had 52 long weeks on Broadway.
52 long weeks on Broadway?
Yeah, man, 52 weeks on Broadway.
Jeez.
Huh?
Doing what?
Looking for work. Maceo, looking.
Yeah.
When I was in New York, you made a picture of Dan staying with the four step brothers?
Yeah.
It ain't hay?
Yeah.
Boy, that picture knocked me out.
Was I killing Jack?
Jack, you was.
Solid, man. I was cool as a fool. Jack, I was cool as a fool from Liverpool.
Yeah.
Hey, look, Gene.
Yeah.
You was a killer in Cimarron.
Like Cimarron.
Stormy weather.
Yeah.
Reform school.
Yeah, man.
I look at you.
Yeah.
I wish you all that tough, man.
Man, I was so tough, that's why they got me in the Army.
say, man.
Uh-huh.
When you was out there in Hollywood, did you learn to imitate any of them big stars?
Any of the big stars?
Yeah.
Sure, man, I learned to imitate Amos and Andy.
Amos and Andy?
Oh, come on out here, Amos. Oh, come on out here. I'm coming, Andy. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Oh, Miss Blue, buzzed me. We just buzzed me. Now, Amos, why did you run over there and kill that man for yesterday for?
I didn't run over and kill no man.
You did run over there and kill that man.
I didn't.
You did.
I didn't.
You did. Now, looky here. I told you to give him the right of way. Did you hear what I said? I told you to give him the right of way.
Oh, I thought you said get him right away. Oh,
thank you, Private Maceo Anderson and Private Eugene Jackson. You fellas who remember Claude Hopkins and his gang a few years back are familiar with our next guest. He and his set of potent pipes were showing the Grace Notes a lovely time long before chorus girls were sending her laundry out in tea bags. He's with us tonight to let Marie have a pleasant swing in his vocal hammock. It's Private Orlando Robeson. On your wall gets around to the bye-bye position, I want you to dig a few bars of Amapola. as is warbled and squeaked and feathered by Fort Wauchika's little but, oh, my, Private Pepper Neely. Are you ready, Neely?
Extend your dictatorial apparatus towards the brother with the bat tonight, eh?
Consider yourself off.
Amapola, my pretty little puppy. You'd like a little flower, babe, you're sweet and heavenly. Since I found you, my heart is wrapped around you. And loving you would be, babe, would be little bitty rhapsody. Amapola, the pretty little puppy, must copy its endearing charms from you. Amapola, Amapola, how I long to hear you say, I love you. I'm crying, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't see me, Dr. Romeo. Me?
Oh, now, Paula, don't treat me like this. You don't know what I'm saying? I don't either, so I say,
yeah, yeah, yeah. What's the matter with you, honey? Don't you know your little brother?
Paula, I love you, honey. I love you, so help me, I do. Now, come on, let's dig this stuff right.
Oh, Emma, Paula, my pretty little puppy. You'd like a little flower, babe, you're sweet and heavenly. Oh, since I found you, my heart is wrapped around you. And loving you'd be, babe, would be little bitty rhapsody. Oh, Paula, Paula, the pretty little puppy must copy its endearing charm from you. Amapola. Amapola. How I long to hear you say, I love you.
Private Neely. Well, men, time now to shake hands and say goodbye. So as Daniel Boone said to the raccoon, give me some skin. On behalf of all the cats, kittens, chicks, and chickens, private sergeants, groovy Louis, mellow majors, and latched-on colonels who cooperated with us in bringing you this messy mess, I want to say I thank you. We extend our greetings and salutations to all the guys down at Wauchuka and all the alumni who are packing a mellow bundle of boom boom across the potent pond. Now let's see. Have I forgotten anything? Oh, yes. Men, Fort Wauchuka boasts among its cats and khaki threads one of the famous Nicholas brothers, Corporal Fayard Nicholas. He's dispensed with jive and learned an entire new way of talking since he's been in the Army. And I'd like to have him demonstrate this new language for you. Go ahead, Corporal Nicholas.
Don't hit me, Sergeant. I'll get up.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And now, men, this is... this is the poor man's colonel, Ernie Whitman, beating up his chops for all the gang and hoping you'll all be with us on the next session. Plant you now and dig you later. So long and good luck.
You have been stewed in the juice of Jubilee under the solid cast veracity of the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.